Now to Zimbabwe, where law enforcement has cracked down on thousands of street vendors. The government says in the capital of Harare, vendors spill into the streets and make the downtown chaotic. They're being told to pack up their wares and move into designated zones before the end of the month. The traders say they're not selling on the street by choice, but because they must make ends meet. NPR's Afebia Quist-Arkton reports.
The issue of Zimbabwe's street traders is not a debate being conducted on Twitter or Facebook, at least not by the protagonists on the streets of once sedate and orderly Harare. But the twists and turns of the saga of sidewalk vendors is the talk of the town. Estimates put the number of street vendors as high as 20,000 just in the capital. Traders say that's because there are no jobs in Zimbabwe, and facing eviction from the streets, their jobs are now at risk.
My name is Tobias Chama, but I don't think they can remove us. Since we don't have jobs, nowhere to go. Most of us are qualified, some have got degrees, diplomas. We are drivers, mechanics, but the industry's collapsed.
Vendors sell everything you can imagine, from sweet potatoes to new and used footwear and pirated CDs with goods splayed across the sidewalks. It's a minefield for pedestrians in a hurry. Temptation Tequera sells an assortment of plastic toys and asks, what's the alternative to street trading?
We are going to fight for our families. Simple.
50.
That's where we get food.
No, where we get
That's food. Where we get rent. That's where to get everything. Where can I go now?
The chaos must stop, warns Sitembiso Nyoni, Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises. 26 June is the deadline set for street vendors to remove their makeshift pitches from the downtown central business district and register for one of the limited 6,000 places in relocation sites around Harare. And they'll have to pay rent, says the minister, when she was addressing representatives of the vendors recently.
We've been working to provide a lasting solution, which is what I'm announcing today. So please make sure your members comply with this, okay?
Hundreds of street vendors wearing yellow reflective jackets gathered for a noisy meeting recently in a church hall in Harare. Charity Mandishona from the Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economy Associations says these people need a living wage.
The alternative is for the government to create employment, as they had promised on the last year elections that they are going to create 2 million jobs. And up to now, there are no jobs. There is no shortcut to that.
After the hyperinflation of 2007-2008 and the economic collapse under President Robert Mugabe in what was once the prosperous food basket of Southern Africa, the economy remains shaky. Street trader Gaudencia Makahamadze, a widow and mother of two, sells knitting wool.
My husband passed away. I've got two children to look after, and I'm paying school fees for them. They must have mercy for us.
Initially, Zimbabwe's government played hardball, warning vendors they would be moved by force. The defense minister stepped in and said he would not deploy soldiers onto the streets to intervene in the dispute. But Minister Sitembiso Nyoni says those who do not have the required papers to sell in designated vending areas before the end of this month will be stopped from selling. Ofebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Harare.